Amen. Open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 2, if you would. Just to introduce the message a little bit this morning, there's two basic classes of humanity right now in the world. Always have been: saved and lost.
Amen.
All right. We can try to break it up any way we want to, but really there's only two basic classes of humanity. Saved people and lost people. In this room today, there are either saved people or you're either saved or you're lost. If you're here and you're lost, it's our desire, it's our prayer, it's basically our purpose in life is to see that you hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and receive Him as your Savior.
Amen.
There's no higher calling for any man, woman, or child that's a Christian than that.
Amen.
To be actively participating in the plan that Jesus Christ gave us for evangelizing the world.
Amen.
It's a simple plan. Tell someone about Jesus.
Amen.
And if you're here and you're lost, it's our greatest desire. We, as the leadership and the membership of Landmark Baptist Church, that you would hear the gospel today and that you would receive Jesus Christ as your Savior.
Yes.
Amen.
Usually our Sunday morning services are geared to that end because we have so many visitors come. And we don't want anybody to fall through the cracks. Three types of people, basically. If you want to break it down a little bit further, we have the natural man, that's the lost man. Then we have the carnal Christian. Unfortunately, many of us, maybe a lot of us, fall into this classification. Christians that know what they're supposed to do but don't do it. Then there's a spiritual Christian. So I want to speak to you on that classification, the three types of men that we find in church today. Ephesians chapter number 2. Let's look at the first one. Ephesians chapter 2, and let's read verse number 1. It says, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." Talking to saved people right here. "Wherein in time past," now he's talking about how saved people used to be before they got saved. Alright? Get this down. Alright? "I was something that I'm not today." Okay? "And you have he quickened." Quickened means to be made alive. All right? "So you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." That's how I was. "Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world." I ought not to walk that way. That's the way I used to walk. "According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature." We're by nature. We're by nature. That's just my nature. Once you get saved, it ought not to be your nature anymore.
Amen.
God's gave you the ability to change your nature.
Right.
But if you're not saved, you're blocked. You just got to, here's the world's philosophy. You just have to take me the way I am. God says, "I'm not taking you the way you are. But I tell you what I'll do. I'll change your nature."
Amen.
Amen. "And who were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." So the first type of man, and I'd say the majority of people on this earth, are natural men. They are by nature sinners, born that way from birth, and they can't help it. They're going to do what they were born to do. From the time that Adam sinned until today, every child born is by nature a sinner. You know, we look around and our eyebrows go up and we're surprised at what's going on around us. But you know what people are doing? They're acting like sinners. That's what they are. And instead of becoming surprised about it, we ought to get busy doing what we're supposed to do. Tell them how to change their nature.
Amen.
what we are at birth. It's that fallen nature, controlled completely by the flesh. Now we can restrain that nature. That's why we have laws. And we put these laws in place to try to keep people from killing each other. And it helps a little bit. Keep people from stealing everything. It works somewhat. But that's our nature. That's what we are. Before Jesus came in. Go, if you would, to Jude chapter 1. If you find chapter 2, let me know. Jude, verse 9. Excuse me, verse 19. Look at verse, let's start in verse 17. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's talking about Paul and some others, talking about in the latter days, perilous times shall come. You understand? He's talking about today and all the problems we're having today. He's talking about corruption and wickedness and all these other things. Look at it in verse number 17, 18. And how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who would walk after their own ungodly lust. That's a natural man. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. Sensual, they live by their senses. What was the cry of the 60s and 70s? If it feels good, do it. I think people are still living that way. Whatever makes me feel good, whatever makes me happy, whatever. That's a natural man's reaction to life. What else do they have to live for? They have no hope of eternity. They have no hope of seeing the Savior. They're lost. They're living the natural life. They need to get saved. Amen. If you're here and you're not saved, you know what? I have what you're looking for.
Amen.
You're going all over. You're trying the drugs. You're trying the alcohol. You're trying immorality and all kinds of things like that. But the problem is, the Rolling Stones, I can't get no satisfaction. The problem is, the only satisfaction you'll ever get is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You can try and try and try. You can try to please the crowd. You can try to please the cool kids down the sitting at the cool kid table at the school. It'll never work. That fallen nature, sensual, governed by the feelings. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. You know, we sometimes talk to people and we just don't understand why they can't understand our point of view as Christians and our lifestyle and why we would give up all the fun stuff in life. By the way, it's not fun.
Amen.
You have been partially down that road. You understand what I'm talking about. It's not fun. It's full of regrets. It's full of heartache and sorrow, and you know it, and the people listening to me that are lost know it, and usually if they follow that road as far as they want to go and fulfill all these desires of their flesh, it many times leads to suicide. Chapter 2, verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Why? For they are foolishness unto him.
Amen.
Neither can he know them. I have no idea what you're talking about, Brother Jim. I don't understand. That's what the lost man says to the Christian. I don't understand why you don't live like we do. Because the things that we do and the life that we live, it can only be discerned spiritually. Don't be annoyed and frustrated with a lost person because he can't understand why you don't follow after the same riotous living he does. There's a reason for that. He doesn't have the Spirit of God. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Spiritually discerned. Are you here? And you don't understand why we sing these old songs. And why we sing them with such a joy in our hearts. Those songs are boring. Where's the thumping beat in the background? I don't understand this. It might be because they're only spiritually discerned and there's something missing in your life. You don't understand why on a Sunday morning a crowd like this in sunny Central Florida is not at Disney or not at Epcot or not at Universal Studios or SeaWorld. Why are we here? Why are we fishing? I don't understand. I know you don't understand. You don't have Jesus. Amen. Well, there's going to be an offer made here in a few minutes, and we're going to give an invitation for you to come down here and receive Jesus Christ. And I hope you won't cling to the back of your pew that I used to do when I was a teenager. I hope you won't look over at your girlfriend and say, "Are you going down?" "No, I ain't going down." "Well, then I ain't going down." You just ignore everybody else and get down here on this altar and let one of us take a Bible and show you how to get saved.
Amen.
Once the Spirit of God moves in, once you have Jesus, man, everything changes.
Amen.
And something begins to wake up inside your soul. And you'll hear the preaching and you despise that guy before because all he did was yell at you.
Hey.
"Brother Jim, can't you do anything but yell?" "I'm not yelling. I'm just excited about what I got."
Amen.
Jesus loves you. He died for you. He gave his life on the cross so that you could have eternal life. Will you not accept that? Don't stay lost. There's no reason. Your friends don't care about you. They're not worth losing your soul over. Romans chapter 8. Stay in 1 Corinthians. Let's go to chapter 3. Now let's talk about the carnal Christian. Unfortunately, this is a possibility. That's why Paul talked about it so often. And he said, if you're saved, you ought not to do that. Because there's carnal Christians. Unfortunately, because of the carnal Christians, a lot of the natural people never get saved. You know what I'm talking about? They're genuinely saved. There was a time in their life when they realized they were a sinner and they received Jesus Christ as their Savior. Oh no, Brother Jim, they lost their salvation. Sorry, buddy, you're in a Baptist church.
Amen.
I'll take my 100 verses in context that prove eternal security against your 3 verses out of context that try to prove it wrong. I don't believe we're going to lose our salvation. I believe that we'll lose a lot of our blessings and we'll lose our effectiveness for God and we'll stand before God having lost our rewards because we did not want to serve God. Here's the carnal Christian. Look at verse number 1 of chapter 3. "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you." Who's he talking to? He said, brethren. Are you listening to me? Who's my brother?
Church.
Only white folk?
No. Go ahead.
Only black folk?
No.
Saved folk.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Rashad is my brother. Brother Tom is my brother. Amen. Sister Rodriguez is my sister. Why?
We're saved.
We're saved. We got the same Father.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus Christ is our Savior. We got some common ground now.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for that. But,
amen.
But, we've got a problem. He's talking to his brethren. You know what he said? I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual. You're my brethren. But I couldn't give you. Look at what it says. But as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. You're just like you were the day you got saved. What were you the day you got saved? What were you the day you walked into that church? Me, I had hair down to here. The next week, I still had hair down to here. Took a while. You know what I'm saying? It took a while. Why? Because I was a baby. I had some growing to do. And Paul says, you're still babes. All you know is the day you got saved. All you can do is say, praise God, I'm saved. You're stuck. As a matter of fact, some of these folks have gotten so far away, you couldn't even recognize them as having ever been saved. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now. All these years later, you still can't have the meat. I'm still having to give you the baby food. I still have to give you strained carrots and strained green beans. Yum, yum. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there's among you envying, strife, and divisions, are ye not yet carnal and walk as men? Did you know it's possible for a Christian to walk like a man, as a natural man? We were out on Soul Winning Marathon last week, and some of the guys and some of the girls would come back and they'd give a testimony like this. We'd ask somebody, do you know if you died today, you'd go to heaven? And they'd say, well, I'm not real sure about that. And they would go through the plan of salvation, and they'd get to the very end, and the person would say, I did that whenever I was a little girl, or I was a little boy, or I did that a few years ago. You know what happened? They hadn't lived for God for so long, they couldn't even remember what they had done. That's possible, folks. And they were disappointed. I got all the way in. They said they were always saying, praise the Lord. You know what you did? You gave them assurance of salvation. And if you're here and you're not living for God, that Spirit of God has a hard time saying to your heart, Abba, Father. Why? Because you're walking in the wrong direction. And he says, okay, you've ignored me and you've ignored me and you've ignored me. I'll just leave you alone. You just go your own way and see how that turns out. This guy, he'd say, but he lives like the lost. They live their lives for themselves. They're selfish. They make decisions based on their feelings, not on the Word of God. You know, like a Hallmark movie, just follow your heart. Bad advice. Don't get your theology from Hallmark. You follow your heart, you're going to follow your heart right into disaster. You need to follow the Bible.
Amen.
Well, I just feel like this is the right thing to do. Don't feel like it. Read about it and find out what the right thing to do is. There are some of you Christians here. You've walked in. You probably hadn't been in church in a long time. You know what you need to do? You need to get down here on this altar and rededicate yourself.
Amen.
Get back to God.
Sure.
Get your life cleaned up. Straightened up. Look like a Christian. Quit pretending you're something you ain't.
Amen.
Quit being Lot. sitting in the gate of Sodom. You know what happened to Lot? He lost his whole family. Oh, he saved. Righteous Lot, that just man. He tortured himself daily with the sins that he seen going on around him. But he hid his faith from those around him until it was too late, and everybody looked at him and he said, "You got to get out of here. God's going to destroy it." And he seemed as one that mocked. It was just a joke. Are you a joke? If you're not living for Christ and you're a Christian, you know what you are to the world? You're a joke.
Yeah.
Is that what you want to be known as? Nope. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, real quick. Another sign of a carnal Christian. Is they war. They fight with carnal weapons. You know that the battle that's going on around us in the world is a spiritual battle, and yet we're trying to fight it with carnal weapons? It's a sign of immaturity when we don't realize that the battle is the Lord's. Look at this. Chapter 10. Verse number 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Well, the carnal Christian, he wants to war after the flesh. You know what the carnal Christian does? He acts like the devil. You know what the devil is? He's the accuser of the brethren. So the preacher gets up and he preaches against some sin, and all you can do is point out everybody else's sin. Well, they do that. It's okay for me to do that. You know what that is? That's a carnal baby Christian pointing out everybody else's faults. You know who's going to answer for what they did? They're going to answer for it. You know who's going to answer for what you did wrong? You're going to answer for it. You're going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ and see all your rewards burned away. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Yes, we should fight for our rights, and yes, we should fight for what's right in society. Yes, we should put our best foot forward. But remember this, the battle is the Lord's.
Amen.
Go, if you would, to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse number 2:13. Which things we also speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. See that? But the spiritual man, what does he do? The spiritual man searches the Scriptures, bases decisions on the Scriptures. He compares the spiritual things with spiritual things. Not apples to oranges, but apples to apples. Amen? The spiritual man has a basis. It's not based on how he feels, because I don't know about you, but I know that sometimes I feel good and sometimes I feel bad.
Right?
We're like shifting sand when we try to base things on our feelings. But we have a solid foundation. It's called the Word of God. Galatians chapter number 6. Galatians chapter number 6. Look at this, verse number 1. Brethren, if any man be overtaken in a fault, Ye which are spiritual. You see that? Boy, I'm glad there's some spiritual people in Landmark Baptist Church.
Amen.
Because sometimes I need advice and you need advice. And we need to go to somebody spiritual. By the way, I'd be careful about going to that one that you can't tell he's even a Christian and asking his advice.
Amen.
I'd be careful about going to your neighbor who's not even saved and asking for advice.
Right.
You better go to somebody that you know that reads their Bible and prays.
Amen.
Ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. You know what the spiritual man does? He lives his life for others, not for himself. He wants to see others have the same joy that he has. That's the guy you want to seek. And that's the person we ought to be. We ought to be that person that is encouraging people to love the Lord. Not encouraging people to leave the church. I'd be careful of that guy for sure. Look at chapter 5. Galatians 5, chapter 5, verse 22. See, the spiritual man has the fruit of the Spirit. You see that? But the fruit of the Spirit is love. You know what love is? It's the opposite of hate.
Right. Amen.
What comes out of your mouth all the time? Is the fruit of the Spirit apparent in this first thing? Love. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples. How? Because you have love one for another? Where's your love? What's the next one? Joy. My life's been so hard since I've become a Christian. I ain't got no friends anymore. Probably because you don't go to church.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
I got lots of friends here. I've been gone for 26 years. I still have lots of friends here. Why don't you have any friends? If you're saved, the Bible tells you if a man would have friends, he must show himself friendly. Are you friendly? Or do you find it kind of hard to hang out with people that talk about the Lord all the time?
Yeah.
Love, joy, peace, and the peace of God which passeth understanding shall keep your hearts and minds. Are you spiritual? Where's your peace?
Yeah.
By the way, you can have it.
Amen.
Peace. Long suffering. Are you patient with your Christian brother or are you always getting offended? Mad. Long suffering. Suffers long. You can put up with it for a long time. I just can't put up with that guy. Jesus put up with you.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Boy, I'm glad Jesus doesn't treat us the way we treat each other. Think about that. Gentleness. Are you gentle? How do you react when somebody says something stupid?
Yeah.
And they will. Goodness. Are you good? Faith. How's your faith? Meekness. Temperance. How's your self-control? Where's it at? You see, this is a spiritual man. And I think we can look at this list and we can see that we all come up somewhat short on this. Right?
Yeah.
But listen, let's go back. Let's draw this to a conclusion. Listen, if you're here and you're not saved, I wouldn't let anybody keep me from getting saved.
Amen.
I wouldn't let the... I fully acknowledge and recognize that in this church there are probably some hypocrites. I'm probably the biggest. Okay? I don't go to church because there's hypocrites there. Okay, yeah, right. But I wouldn't let a hypocrite send you to hell.
Right. 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 Right.
Well, he just doesn't live right. I know, we got those guys. But you're not going to answer for him not living right. You're going to answer for the truth that you heard while you were here. And you cannot deny that the Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that invitation is open to you. Are you going to take it? Are you going to receive it? Will you accept Christ as your Savior? Heads bowed and eyes closed as the instruments begin to play. I'm going to ask everyone to stand to their feet. Heads bowed, eyes closed. No one looking around, please. How many of you here are saved and you know it? Would you just lift your hand real quick? Saved and you know it. Okay, you can put your hand down. If you're not saved, if you're not sure you're saved, you need to come down that aisle right now. Don't wait. Don't wait. Would you like for me to pray for you? You're not saved. You don't know for sure if you died you'd go to heaven. Would you just lift your hand so we can pray for you? I won't come to you. I won't bother you, but I do want to be able to pray for you intelligently. Somebody here not saved. Okay, what about you, Christian? What about you? Are you carnal? Are you a carnal Christian? You're not doing right. You need to get down here on this altar and have to ask God to forgive you. Are you a terrible example to those that you work around or go to school with? You need to be down here, getting your life right, seeking to live and to show the fruit of the Spirit. What are you going to do? Don't leave here lost. Don't leave here backslidden. Get things right. You're not saved. Take care of it today. As Brother Bert begins to sing, we'll give you a few minutes.
Just as I am without one plea.
With this church.
Of that thy blood was shed for me, and that
take care
thou
of
bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, just as
baptized, you're saved. You never followed the Lord in scriptural baptism. Why don't you come down here and let's take care of that today? You're looking for a good church home. This might be it. Why don't you come down here?
Let's have one more verse.
Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God.
Dealing with somebody over here at the altar, so we're going to sing another verse or two. And while they're doing that, if you need to be saved today, won't you step out that aisle and come down here and accept Christ? All these people in here, are they watching you? No, they're praying for you. And just like you need to, they have walked that aisle and they have dedicated their lives to Christ. They have accepted the Lord Jesus. And that's what you need to do today if you're lost. Don't leave this building lost today. The trumpet may sound. You may be killed, God forbid, in a car accident on your way home and never see heaven. because you rejected that opportunity. Brother Burton.
Just as I am, poor wretched blind, sight rich is healing of the mind. Yea, all I need in thee to find, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive.